This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukrainian authorities are trying to restore electricity and water after recent bombardments from Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address that the main priority at the moment was bringing back power to all of Ukraine. The key task of today, as well as other days of this week, is energy. The president went on to say that half of those who lost power have now had it restored. Zelensky met the following day with Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo.
What we see is that Russia is turning on your population, is turning on your infrastructure, is putting your population in the cold and without water. And that is why it is important for us to stand here and to stand here today.
I'm Karen Chamas, the unmanned.
And in other world headlines today, Argentina face a battle to stay alive at the World Cup, with Lionel Messi and his teammates preparing to take on Mexico in a match they can't afford to lose. While the official streaming platform of the World Cup is inaccessible in much of Saudi Arabia, subscribers tell media, saying they have not received an explanation for the outage. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government is set to resume talks with the opposition after more than a year in a bid to resolve a political crisis that has gripped the country since a contested 2018 election. A deadly fire in China's northwest Xinjiang region has spurred an outpouring of anger at the country's zero-COVID policy as Beijing fights growing public fatigue over its hardline approach to containing the coronavirus. At least three people are killed and 11 others wounded after a 16-year-old shooter wearing Nazi symbols opened fire on two schools in southeastern